Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reports out of Pakistan now say that at least 30 people were killed and more than 70 others wounded after a bomb blast near a crowded Sufi shrine in a remote region of Pakistan's southwest Balochistan province today. The death toll is expected to rise. Local reports say hundreds of people were present when that explosion occurred. A local official, Shah Nurani, said many of the wounded are in critical condition. No group has claimed responsibility for that attack. A man believed to be a member of the Taliban blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing at least four people and wounding at least 14 others. That attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. Protests against U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's victory continue throughout the United States, some of them violent. In Portland, Oregon, one person was shot in the leg early this morning, and police used tear gas and flashbang grenades on protesters who were said to be throwing burning projectiles at officers. In Miami, Florida, during one demonstration, a Trump supporter joined the demonstrators.
From my point of view, is, this is America, and as a veteran, on Veterans Day, it would be inappropriate for someone who stood up for the country for the way it was built to not be here to show support for the country. And that's why I came out, even though I know I'd be outnumbered about 3,000 to 1.
And this woman is an anti-Trump demonstrator.
I'm opposing this man. This man is not going to be my president. He's not going to take away my rights. He's not going to take the rights away with the rights of my friends.
Spurred by fear and outrage, protesters around the country rallied and marched as they have done since Trump's victory. Demonstrations are also planned for today in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and other areas. This is VOA News.